Police arrested commercial realtor Andrew Jensen on Tuesday and held him without charges until Wednesday night. Police then released him without bail at the request of the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, which is leading the John Doe investigation. The DA had no comment. But Jensen's lawyer told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that his client had asked recently for a private criminal immunity deal as part of the probe. An appeals court ruled any immunity deal must be public. The governor was asked today whether he knows Andrew Jensen.
Sure, I know him. I don't know the circumstances there. It doesn't directly involve me or hasn't involved me to this point, so it's hard for me to comment any more than that. But he's an individual like others in this community who was involved in economic development.
Walker has said in the past that throughout his career, he has carried himself by the same high ethical standards he learned from both his parents and the Eagle Scouts. He reiterated that point again today.
What others have done or may have done, it's hard for me to comment on because I really don't know what they're looking at.
Earlier this year, FBI agents raided the home of Cindy Archer, a top aide to Walker in both Madison and during his time as Milwaukee County executive. Also, the governor's spokesman has reached a criminal immunity agreement as part of the probe. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.